Brad Caro grew up in Los Angeles.
And I was a Valley kid, raised in the San Fernando Valley. My father worked in the film industry. He was a sound effects man. He had a friend who got me a job as the driver for an animation company. And after a month, they liked me and they got me into the editor's union, and I was an apprentice sound effects editor.
He was working on cartoons like Heathcliff, and soon he made the move to Universal Studios and then Warner Brothers.
It was a magical time being on the lot in the 80s because the real icons of film were still around, and you could see them, you know, and meet them.
He'd see people like Ernest Borgnine walking around the lot and Anthony Perkins, who was directing Psycho 3 at the time. One day, he helped Jimmy Stewart find his way to Stage 4. And he met a few animation legends in the 80s, too.
And I got to meet Mel Blanc. He was the voice of Bugs Bunny, in case you don't know. And he was a really, really nice man. Of course, he was a dirty old man. He had a watch that had a naked lady on it. But he was a cool cat.
It took about 10 years for Caro to go from assistant to associate film editor and then finally to full-fledged film editor. Eventually, he ended up at Nickelodeon Studios. And one day, he found himself editing the pilot for a new show about a yellow kitchen sponge that would end up rocking the world of children's television from a pineapple under the sea. That's right, SpongeBob SquarePants. Caro was asked by the creator, the late Steven Hillenburg, to write a song for the show that sounded like the theme to the 60s show, The Mod Squad.
So I went ahead and wrote something and recorded in the studio with all real. I played five different sax parts. I had a trumpet player who covered four parts. I had a trombone player who covered four parts. And then I had bass, piano, and drums. Recorded the whole thing in the studio.
Here's what Caro came up with.
Steve came into the studio, he heard it once, he said, that's the right one. And he wanted it to be the main title for the series. But Nickelodeon said, no, we want something that has lyrics and tells a backstory of the characters.
So they went with this instead.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
If they had used that music as the main title theme, I wouldn't have to work for a living, you know. But that's okay.
Even though they didn't pick his theme, Caro went on to write songs for the show, including the Jellyfish Jam, and he even wrote the music for the fun song. You know, the one that drove parents up the wall in the early aughts.
F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me. N is for anywhere and anytime at all.
Down here in the deep blue sea.
But perhaps his biggest contribution to the SpongeBob universe is a mediocre jazz performance that has now become iconic.
Steve remembered that I played clarinet. He said, you play clarinet, don't you? I said, yeah. We said, you know, we have a character on SpongeBob who plays a clarinet. Would you be interested in covering that part? I said, sure. Well, that was about 23 years ago.
Squidward Tentacles is a grumpy, jazz-loving squid who lives next door to the childlike SpongeBob and his friend Patrick. Squidward laments their interruptions of his clarinet practice.
Squidward! 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 Squidward!
Every clarinet, all the clarinet I play, I'm improvising, right? So it's considered an original composition. So I am the owner of all that crappy clarinet playing that Squidward does.
Caro spent 30 years in the film industry, but one day he'd had enough. He decided he wanted to switch careers and become a therapist, something he had a little experience with as a taxi driver in L.A.
And people would get in my cab and just spill their guts to me and tell me everything about them because they never see me again. And that was when I realized that, hey, I'm a pretty good listener. So it was going back to that that really made me feel like, yeah, I think I could do this.
He's worked in the mental health field as a therapist for 10 years, and he's still able to have time for his creative pursuits like music. He still plays Squidward's clarinet when the SpongeBob showrunners need it for an episode. He's in an up-and-coming local sax quartet, and he has a show on Raven Radio, Groovin' Hard with Brad Caro. It's all about something he shares with his clarinet counterpart, Squidward, his love of jazz. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.